only place to hear cheaters get busted. This is the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses, 101.3 KDWB.
And now, the 2018 season premiere of the War of the Roses.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think the time would come. Now it's here.
It's here.
I'm nervous. I'm excited. I don't know what to do.
It is a star-studded War of the Roses starring Fallon Bonsett.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Me, Dave Ryan. And also, check this out. There are two women on the phone for War of the Roses today. We're talking with Tammy and Rachel. And I got this email and I had to kind of wrap my head around it. Two women want to bust one guy on War of the Roses. So let's figure out what's going on. We'll start. It's Tammy and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off with Tammy. So Tammy and Rachel, first of all, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you bet. So this is kind of an odd friendship / War of the Roses. Tammy, start with you. You're dating Bryce. Why are you on War of the Roses?
So, okay, a big red flag happened a couple weeks ago, I guess. We were at my mom's house, and after we left, she said something to me like, oh, it's so cute how he sends you all these little heart emojis in your text. And I was like, what? Because he never sends me. I don't have anything like that. And so she said, yeah, I was he was in the kitchen, and I sort of walked up behind him, and I just saw him texting, and I couldn't, like, read the text, but I just saw, like, a bunch of hearts, and I just thought that was really sweet that he sent you that. And I was like, oh, hell no. that is not in my phone. So naturally, I went through his phone and found the only message that actually had heart emojis, and it was to this girl, Rachel. Yeah, and so I called her, and now we're friends.
So you, wow. So you're like, mom, there's no way that he sent heart emojis to me. So you go through his phone, you find Rachel. And was your first reaction call her and say, you cheating, terrible person, that's my boyfriend? But you called and you made friends and you guys talked and now you both know.
About each other.
About each other. Rachel,
yeah.
When you got the call from Tammy.
What happened?
Oh my God. First of all, you guys, she is one smart bee because she called me from Bryce's phone.
Ah.
So I thought it was Bryce calling and I answered the phone like, hey babe. And then of course there's this girl and she basically, she was actually pretty respectful. I give her props. She just asked the questions. And the deal is I met Bryce at the gym. He told me he was single, so I had no idea that he had a girlfriend. I have no idea how she composed herself, but she didn't even, like, ring me out. She didn't, like, want to pull my hair out or fight. She was just like, what's going on? You know, like, who are you? What's going on? How do you know Bryce? Like, very cool. But, yeah, so I met Bryce at the gym. He never told me he had a girlfriend, and I am not really looking. I got out of a relationship, so I'm not really looking to be serious. So we have just been hooking up.
But obviously you don't want to hook up with someone who has a girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
I am not. I've been cheated on. I'm not that girl. Like, if I knew he had a girlfriend, I would have steered clear. So, yeah. So we've been, like, talking, and we want to throw down on him and call him out on his
Who brought up the idea of doing War of the Roses? I mean, is it something you both have heard of, or did one of you bring it up, or how did that happen?
I think I brought it up at the end. Like, I kind of joked about it, and then Rachel was like, yes. We were like, yeah, we should absolutely
because,
do this.
Because I would think that it would be really difficult now, knowing about each other and knowing what, you know, that what Bryce has been doing, it'd be difficult to restrain yourself and not immediately call him.
Oh, yeah. No chance I would be able to do this. I would have already gone crazy.
Because you've waited days. When was the first time that you talked to each other, Tammy? When did you first call that number on the phone? When did that happen?
About a week ago.
So you knew everything a week ago, and now you had to wait this long?
God, no way.
Okay, you couldn't do that.
And I just want to chime in, too, because Bryce, I've not seen Bryce at the gym, and he's been texting me, and I've been, like, kind of ghosted him.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, like, I mean, obviously he has no idea,
Yeah.
But Tammy, I mean, I know Tammy's kind of been trying to like avoid, they don't live together or anything, but Tammy's kind of been avoiding him too. So I just think this is going to be amazing, you guys. Actually, I'm through him.
Yeah. I'm ready because it's been hard.
I'll bet it's been hard.
It's been hard to bite my tongue.
Part of me feels like there's probably someone else. I notice in these situations, there's like usually like a third or fourth person, especially if you two are kind of pulling back. He seems like the kind of guy that has to have someone on reserve. So I wouldn't be surprised, but we won't find that out.
I mean, yeah. since May, he was hanging out with Rachel since May.
So that's Rachel. Rachel, you've been hooking up with Bryce since May.
God.
Yeah, we've been hanging. Yeah.
Okay. I gotta warn anybody.
I know. But
I have a question for Tammy.
My biggest thing. Oh, go ahead.
Tammy, I mean, your mom's one that brought this up. Did you have any feelings or any like thought that like he was doing anything like this?
You know, No. I mean, like, he's really fun and charismatic, and I don't know. I guess it makes sense now. Like, hindsight's 20/20, but. No, I guess you just are sort of like, no, I trust this person, you know?
Okay.
I have not seen an obvious reason not to, so I'm going to choose to do it. But, like, now looking back, I should have gone through his phone a long time ago. I probably would have found something before. I don't know. It's crazy. Well,
Tammy and I talked a lot, too, obviously. And what's crazy, I felt bad, but, like, there were all these times, like, we were able to connect that he told her something, and it was, like, when he was with me. Mm-hmm. Or, like, when he wasn't available and I wanted to, like, hang out, he would say stuff about, like, being with his family and, like, his mom being sick, but, like, now I know he was with her. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, kind of gross for us to, like, be able to compare notes and know when he was lying to me about her. Like, the whole juggling thing is just so gross to me. Just so dishonest.
It's super gross. Yeah,
well,
it's very, very, very gross.
I'm still impressed and surprised that you're together on the phone and you have joined forces to kind of bring this guy down. But we're going to do the usual War of the Roses bit where we call him and say, hey, take the survey. You can win a dozen roses. Send them anywhere to anybody you want to. And we're going to ask and hopefully, I mean, I don't know what he's going to say, but no matter what he says, it's going to be the wrong answer.
Yep.
Whether he says Tammy, Rachel, or somebody else. But we'll do that next. And I have another little trick up my sleeve, and you'll hear that because I just got an idea when we call Bryce. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. What do you think he's going to do when we call Bryce and we say, hey, you got the roses. Do you want to send them to whoever you want to send them to? What do you predict that he's going to do? And what are your thoughts on War of the Roses? Call me now at 651-989-KDWB or send me a quick text to KDWB1 and let me know, what do you think? Is this crazy these two women are doing this together? Is it brilliant? Awesome. What do you think is going to happen with War of the Roses? Love to hear what you think. Have you ever been through anything like this yourself? Let me know. 651-989-KDWB. We'll talk to you and make the phone call to Bryce coming right up. All right, let's talk to some people about War of the Roses and find out what do you think is going on here. All right, let me find out. We got Sam from St. Paul. Sam, you heard part one, and we got both of these women think that they were the only one. Turns out they got together on the phone and he's been sleeping with both of them. What do you think is going to happen on part two? Who's he going to pick?
Hi. Okay, so I think that he's actually going to pick a different girl. I think he's, you know, if he's doing it with two girls at the same time, probably doing it with someone else.
That's what I said.
You know, I listened to Fallon's Heartbroken podcast, and it turns out that's usually what's happening. If he's sleeping with one other girl, he's probably got like a dozen girls that he's sleeping with. Thank you, Sam. Jessica, out in Chan happening. What do you think? What do you make of War of the Roses this morning?
Oh, I just wanted to give credit to both Tammy and Rachel. I think that's awesome that they were able to come together and hopefully bring down this not so nice of a guy.
Someone texted it and said any guy named Bryce is a cheater. I was like, okay, maybe
now,
a little bit extreme.
True. Oh, little 10-year-old Bryce is listening with the mom in the car.
Sorry.
I want to hurt. No, that's not true, Bryce. Don't you listen to that.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Jessica. We'll see you down at the Chick-fil-A later, okay?
All right, awesome.
Sounds good. Thank you. Brenda in Elko, you have a similar story. What happened?
I was actually dating a guy and thought he might be cheating. Ended up, I met the other woman. We set him up in the similar manner. The catch was that we found out he was also married. So he was dating two of us and was still married.
Wow.
Unbelievable. How would you even have time?
Here's an idea. I got an idea.
It's a juggler.
You meet this guy. You find out about the other woman, become friends with her. Then you invite him to, like, a romantic hotel room.
Ooh.
And he comes in and you're both there.
Oh. All he would do is walk out and leave.
That's how Murder Monday works, though. Then why? I have to do
what do you mean?
It.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that is true.
He's like, oh, okay, what are you guys? And then suddenly he's hanging upside down from the 40th floor of the Holiday Inn.
Okay.
Wow, that's a big holiday.
No Holiday Inn has 40 floors.
I know.
Let's check some text messages really quick before we get back to this. Oh, my God. Somebody says, I so wish I knew about War of the Roses years ago. Mm. Same situation, but I went and picked the other woman he was cheating with, and we went to his job. My sister was with me. His car was in my name. My sister sat on his car. The other woman and I sat on mine. And when he came out, it was such a joke. After all was said and done, I ended up driving them both back to her place and met my sis. Okay, it's a little bit confusing.
This one's funny. This guy's toast. I don't know why you'd want to play between women. Sometimes it's enough challenge to keep one happy, little alone trying to keep several happy. I need to know where your loyalties lie. He's going to get what he deserves.
And it goes the other way, too. If you're a woman that was juggling that many guys,
it's exhausting.
I don't get how you wouldn't be exhausted by it.
This is how it should be, says this text at 53921. We're going to make the phone call in just a few seconds, by the way. This is how it should be. Girls should not be so quick to attack the other one all the time, when most of the times the other woman has no idea about the other woman. All right. Thanks for the text messages. Thanks for listening. War of the Roses, making the phone call right now.
The survey is complete, Bryce. I know that took a little bit of your time, so we want to thank you today for participating. And like I promised in the beginning, we will get you a dozen long stem romantic roses. We can send those out. They'll probably go out tomorrow morning. So what I need from you is a first and last name for the recipient.
Okay. Go with Tammy.
Perfect. You can add a little card if you want to the flowers. Is there anything you would like the note to say?
How about just love you so much, babe! Exclamation point.
Perfect.
Well, that's great. I mean, some really good news. You know what? Hey, Bryce, I have to be honest with you.
Hello?
Yeah, I know. She's still here, but now there's a new voice on the phone. And I got to tell you what's going on here, Bryce. Your girlfriend, Tammy, she called KDWB, that's our radio station, and she asked me and Fallon to call you to offer you roses. The whole survey thing was kind of fake, but we wanted to call you and tell you that you won roses and you can send them to anybody that you want to. And Tammy was worried that you might send them to somebody else. So she had us kind of and set this little trap for you. But you passed. And the good news is Tammy is listening right now. So Tammy probably feels really good. Tammy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Tammy probably feels really good that you sent the roses to her, Bryce.
Tammy, you know you don't have to question me about stuff like that. I love you.
So there should be no doubt. I mean, Tammy, you got to feel really good about that. There should be no doubt then that Bryce, without hesitation, I mean, no hesitation, sent those roses to you. Right, Bryce?
Right. I mean, I don't see what else is to talk about.
So, and he came up with a nice card, too.
It was a, I love you.
Love you a lot.
A lot.
But so that's good, right? Right, Tammy?
Not good enough.
Well, here's a little twist for you, Bryce, that you're not expecting, is that also on the phone, besides Tammy, is Rachel.
I think you guys know each other from the gym, maybe?
Hey, Bryce.
Tammy, listen, you cannot believe anything that Rachel says. She's a psycho. She's trying to ruin me. She's tried to do this before.
Oh yeah, of course I am. Honestly, of course I am. Just, of course I'm a psycho and all. I don't even want to hear it. So Rachel, now he's calling you. Now let's let me ask Rachel here. She's calling you a stalker and a psycho,
but you don't. That's not true, right?
Isn't that always what the guy says when he gets busted?
Exactly.
Doesn't he always either a psycho or a stalker or crazy? There's those
crazy. Crazy's a big one.
I think he just nailed them all. Yeah.
So what do you think, Tammy?
I think he's full of it. I don't believe anything you're saying, Bryce. I obviously cannot. My mom caught you. That is so
crazy. No, I talked, Rachel and I talked for so long. We talked about, we figured out all like these times when you were supposed to be with one of us and then you were with someone else. Like, we figured it out. We know everything. And yeah, I'm over it.
Wait a minute. Tammy, hold on. I just thought of something. You told me Bryce wasn't with you, like 3 nights ago. He wasn't with me 3 nights ago either. Bryce, I just thought of this. Are you seeing any, actually, thanks to the radio station, are you seeing anybody else besides us two that we probably should have a group phone call with and, you know, let them know?
No, I'm seeing Tammy.
Oh,
you're
my God,
psycho.
No, there was a pause there. You are such a
oh, my God, yeah.
Sorry, guys. I just thought of that. And
Rachel is a psycho. If you pick her in this situation, you're going to end up with a bat crazy girl and ruin what we have together.
You know what, Bryce? We actually have a little message for you, Rachel and I. So, Rachel, on the count of three. One, two, three.
You, Bryce.
Whoa, wait a second. Okay.
That was kind of a mess.
They didn't work on that enough, I don't think.
That was too funny. Lots of comments on War of the Roses. Oh, my God. He sounds like a cheating guy who sits at the gym waiting for women. Yeah. Here's one. When my mom was younger, she went to pick up her boyfriend from the airport with flowers.
Okay.
Oh, God.
His wife was also there to pick him up with flowers.
No.
He walked off the plane and was so shocked to see them both.
Duh.
Another one said, just like the movie The Other Woman, I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, it's Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann. And
if you want to do War of the Roses, then send us an email to ryanshow@kdwb.com.